Hello. Hi, this is Shane Bowen with Family First. Sorry, I missed your call.
Hi, yes. I was calling to say that I had talked to the coordinator today. She had came out, and we are going to go ahead and switch. We were just a little leery because right now we have an appeal going in, so I didn't know what the process was of switching with appeal because we're 24 hours. We're trying to take us down to 16, but we're still in the process of appeal. So, but she told me it would be fine if we went ahead and switched.
Let me take a look. So just to make sure, so what are you trying to appeal? He's approved for 24-hour care, correct?
Yeah, no, they're trying to take us down to 16, so we're in the middle of appeal to keep the 24 hours.
Oh, but
so
24 means 168, correct? It's 24/7.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. So in the meantime, you said if it's 168 hours, he has two caregivers. One is doing 98 and one the other 170?
Yes.
Okay. And we offered the rate of 13.75.
Yes, and then it was, I forget what the overtime was, 20.
Right. So the overtime would be, to be exact, 2063.
Yeah.
Right. So you know what? So we'll see regarding the appeal, I mean the hours, but in the meantime, I could take all of your information. The
okay.
Patient and both of the caregivers, so we could start with the onboarding, you and the other one, caregiver. And the patient, so once we have authorization, so we could start with the services through our company.
Okay.
Do you have his Medicaid ID?
No, I don't have the Medicaid ID number now.
Are you next to him by any chance?
Give me a second. Was it on like his medical card or something?
I just want to check his Medicaid and insurance. Do you, by any chance, have his date of birth or social? What information do you have?
Yeah, I have his social and I have his birth date.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, if you can give me that.
Okay. His birthday is 5/4/64.
Okay.
His social is 183-56-3631.
3-1. Okay, let me take a look. Okay, it's coming up as Joseph C. Wartnabby?
Yes.
Okay. And he is with Keystone First, Community Health Choices. Okay, and he has the waiver. Great. So let me go ahead and take the rest of the information.
What are you doing? You're
going to
put the phone
on the set. Okay, let me make sure I got his last name spelled correctly. So it's Whartnaby.
Yes.
Okay, and what's the best number to reach?
It's usually my number, 267-707-6590, but I'll also give you his number, but he don't answer that much.
Okay.
His number is 267-456-7858.
7858. I think I tried, actually. Yes, I tried this number. I don't think he ever answered for me. So
you don't ever answer the phone at all, so usually my number.
Okay. Any other number I can add up on besides your and his number?
No, that's all.
Okay. Are you related to him?
Yes, I'm his cousin.
Cousin, okay.
Yeah, I'm the person he lives with, and he's here 24/7.
Okay, and what's your first and last name?
Kimberly Wood.
Wood, W-O-O-D?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you live together with him. Are there any minors present in the home?
I'm sorry?
Martha, get
You live together in the same house?
Yeah.
Okay. Are there any minors present in the house?
Yes.
You are.
My
okay.
kids.
Okay. Okay, so now what's the exact address?
11 Fig Road.
You said Fig?
11 B-I-G Road.
It's B as in boy, I-G? Big Road or Fig?
Yes, big. Big, like big, small, B-I-G.
Yeah, okay, Big Road. Okay, any apartment?
No.
No? Okay, and the zip code?
19492.
492, okay. So you're in Montgomery County, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And the city is Zieglerville?
Yes, Zieglerville.
Okay, can I send you, let me send you the link to for the application so you could do it in the other caregiver as well.
Okay.
So your number is 6590. Yeah, then hold it.
You want that? Then hold it the right way. Teresa.
Yeah.
Are you still at the bottom of the steps or no? Can you see if we have red sauce for the lasagna?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just trying to get Noah's all set up. Okay, I received it.
Okay, and can I get the number for the other caregiver?
Yes. Give me 1 second. Let me go to Finder. Give me 1 second. Let me go get it on Joseph's phone. I thought I had it.
No problem.
And then with the other caregiver, we usually don't, me and Joseph usually handle it. Like, we're, like, Joseph's, of course, primary. But I'm primary with handling his situations. So we try not to discuss, like, anything with sister. Joe, where's her phone? I'm trying to get, what's Sissy's number?
Again,
856-516-3813. So, like, I'm primary, so you call me, like, with or Joseph with any problems or anything, like, or related to the case.
So you're saying, so again, the number is 856-516-3813?
Yes.
And what's the name?
Joanne.
Joanne, J-O-A-N-N?
Yes.
Last name?
Hers is Emberger, E-M-B-E-R-G-E-R.
Okay, so I don't understand. You mentioned something about Joseph, you said?
No, I'm saying, like, I know Joseph's primary, but it's usually me and Joseph who handle all the stuff through the home health care and not Joanne. So, like, usually we recommend for you to reach out to me or Joseph.
So I'm confused. Who is Oh, you mean Joseph directly, the patient?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, okay. For some reason, whenever and then on the caller ID, when he called, it showed a different name on the caller ID.
Does it say Damian Wilson?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my fiance's phone. His line is underneath my fiance's name as T-Mobile.
I see. Okay.
So he's underneath his plan.
Okay, I see. Okay, I was confused with the name. Okay.
But, like, all of his hours and his appeals and all, I handle that, so we don't discuss that with his sister. We discuss her 10 hours, and that's it.
Okay.
He just wanted me to make that clear when we switch over because his sister gets bossy and all. So we discuss only her 10 hours.
You said 10 hours?
She gets 10, I get 14.
Oh, you mean per day?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, we usually, okay, we usually go weekly, so we just have it as the...
Yeah, no, I'm just saying this to you because not the company we're with now that we're switching over to, but the company we left in the first place was, like, giving her all his information and, like, breaking HIPAA, like, telling her, like, even though she already knows my hours, just for example, like, she was telling her my hours, what my pay is, and information on Joseph, and it was just like, no, like, that's why we make it clear. Me or Joseph is who gets contacted. She is only to worry about her and her 10 hours.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about any condition that Joseph has that we need to know?
Like, what do you mean?
Any condition, and then what are his schedule or requirements, and, like, what do
he's
you need
full
assistance
total
with?
Now. He's total care right now. He has bad back. He has drop foot. He can barely keep his balance. He's total full care.
And he uses a walker, a cane, or a wheelchair?
He uses both. Mostly his wheelchair. A cane he's a little iffy with, so it's usually a walker or a wheelchair.
And I guess you both do... Like, I guess everything for him, cleaning, cooking, laundry?
Yes. Shower, everything.
Uh-huh, okay. Okay, so now, you said in the beginning that you spoke with a case manager, with Keystone First?
Yes, she's his coordinator. She was out here today.
Do you have her name?
Yes, her name is Tara.
Sarah, let me try to
Tara. I can give you her number if you like, but I did give her all your information.
Joseph Wharton will be okay. Let me open this file. Just give me a minute. Tyra. It says Tyra Green.
Yes, that's her.
Okay. Okay, Tyra. And the number is 267-547. Okay, and we do like a conference with a service coordinator to request the authorization to request the transfer. She's aware that she needs to send us the authorization and do the transfer?
She told me she usually, after we do the application process and get you the TB shot in, that's when she usually starts doing the transfer and calling and saying, hey, they're going to be switching over to you on so-and-so date.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if we need to call her together now or it's, would you mind if I try to bring up on the line to do so we could request the authorization?
That's fine.
Okay, so just give me a minute, please.
You have reached Tyra Green with Keystone First Community Health Choices. I am unable to take your call at this time. If you are experiencing a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Otherwise, please leave a message and I will return your call during my normal working hours, Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you require immediate assistance, please call the Keystone First Participant Line at 855-332-0729 or our Personal Care Connector Line at 855-349-6280. Thank you for your call and have a nice day.
Hi, this is Shane. Welcome from Family First Home Care. I'm here on the line with Kimberly for Joseph Watanabe. His date of birth is 5/4/1964. I just got all the information to they're looking to transfer over to our company, so I'm calling if you could send us the authorization. If you have any questions, you could call me. My number is 267-551-7427. Thank you. Okay, so hopefully she'll get back. And then she'll send us the authorization. I had another question. Okay, so at this time, is he approved for 168 or are they already?
Right now he's at 24 hours home care a day.
Okay, they just want to change the hours, but you're appealing, trying to appeal.
Yeah.
Okay, but in the meantime, at this time, it's still 168. Okay, no problem. 24-hour care. Okay. So I'm sending in the information to our intake team. You could expect a call from Dino, which is the intake coordinator.
Okay.
And if you have any questions in the meantime, you could reach at any time, and you have my number,
okay.
Right?
Yes, and I'm doing an application right now, but it's like asking dates employed. I don't remember the dates I started and the dates I left. I don't remember that.
Like you started with the other company? I'm not even sure. Like what,
is that what it says? List all your experience beginning with your most recent job. So I know that information. So do I just have to add that one? Sorry, with the other one, we didn't have to do an application. We just wanted to hand our paperwork in.
Again, which question
It's okay, I'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'm trying to look on the application. I'm not sure.
That's all right, I'll figure it out.
Date of first availability to work. No, that's the one.
No, it's all right. I have it. I'll figure it out. I got to go into my ADT.
No problem. Okay. Okay,
thank
again,
you.
Any questions? You could expect a call from Dina and then the onboarding coordinator, which will reach out to you.
Okay.
To help you with any questions regarding the onboarding.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Bye-bye. You too.